Columbia counties. To learn more, visit wgxc.org/underwriting or call 518-697-7400. What makes WGXC 90.7 FM work? Volunteers. Everything you hear on this station is the product of dedicated volunteers working to support community radio for Greene and Columbia counties. Do you want to get involved? Meet these fabulous people? Learn how a radio station works? Find out how your talents and interests can contribute to WGXC by attending monthly volunteer meetings. No experience is necessary. The next WGXC volunteer meeting will be Tuesday, March 5th at 6 p.m. at the Catskill Community Center, located at 344 Main Street in Catskill. Contact Jess at wgxc.org for more information.
Again?
Nothing up my sleeve. Presto!
Man up on our way home.
Wrong hat.
No doubt about it. I gotta get another hat.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
This is WGXC. 90.7 FM, Akron, New York.
Bell up on the radio, bell up on the radio, bell up on the radio.
Yeah, we will be discussing farming. The upcoming Farming Our Future here is a little reggae farm song.
Your bread, Mr. Seven. Tell me where you get your bread each day and night. So tell me where you get your bread, Mr. Seven. Tell me where you get your bread each time. Have you ever worked a forklift? Hustling day and night on the wharf. Have you ever worked a taxi? Sleeping on the street side all night long to find some food. So tell me where you get your bread, Mr. Sugar. Tell me where you get your bread each time you lift your knife and talk. Tell me where you get your bread, Mr. Slugger. Tell me where you get your bread each time. To work in the radio station, it's not easy at all. Did you check out Sister Mary selling with her basket in Coronation Market? Don't you respect that hustling? Tell me where you get your bread, Mr. Slugger. Tell me where you get your bread each time you eat a belly full. And tell me where you get your bread, Mr. Slugger. Tell me where you get your bread each time.
Come like and ever respect the uncared money higher.
Have you ever worked in a coal pit, burning fire coal for the nation to cook? I saw you all day long in the streets. Something on the sidewalk, you a look. So tell me where you, tell me where you get your bread, Mr. Slugger. Tell me where you get your bread each time you eat. Tell me where you get your bread,
Mr. Slogan. Tell me where you get your bread each time. You want the prettiest booty? The new jeans cannot pass. And as you see a pretty car on the wharf, about it you start to talk. Still have ambition though. Tell me where you get your bread, Mr. Slogan. Tell me where you get your bread each time. So tell me where you get your bread, Mr. Slogan. Tell me where you get your bread each time. Did you ever push a handcart full of farmers' goods crossing the street between chuck and cars, blowing 4 inches across death's face? Give me when I say, so tell me where you get your bread. Whoa, yeah. It's hard on the street for hustlers. Keep on watch yourself.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Rip Van Winkle Tobacco Free Action, helping to create tobacco-free places for people to live, learn, work, and play. TobaccoFreeNYS.org.
Columbia Green Humane Society, SPCA, is asking for donations of food to support their pet food bank. The shelter's current need is for dry cat and dog food. Donations may be dropped off on Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, or Saturday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., or on Wednesday or Sunday from 9 a.m. until noon at their location at 125 Humane Society Road in Hudson. For more information, call 518-828-6044.
You are listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Accra. I'm the Magic Stranger. Please join Deep Throat and I every Thursday night from 9:30 till midnight. Together we will mine the underground sounds from that endless year the humans landed on the moon!
Hello, this is Aya. You're listening to my grandpa on WGXC 90.7 FM. The study is speaking by.
Good morning, we're back. WGXC Morning Show. Philip is on your radio, starting off the 9 o'clock hour. And as promised, we're going to have some fun tonight. Today we're going to be talking about the upcoming Farming Our Future, Growing Food, Farms, and Community. You'll be joining in on us. That, you know what, that's coming up first. Then we'll talk about the weather and all that other boring stuff. Okay? Right here on
WGXC.
On WGXC.
WGXC.
Yeah. Well, good morning, everyone. We have been talking most of the week about this Saturday, coming up this Saturday, Farming Our Future, growing food, farms, and community. I do a very awkward job at explaining it. I just read it. So what we did was we brought in an expert. the executive director of the Hudson Valley Agribusiness Development Corporation, Mr. Todd Erling. And tell me about Farming Our Future and what it's about and where the idea came from. I got like 1,000 questions.
Sure. Well, good morning. I appreciate the opportunity for coming in, and I hope to invite everyone to join us Saturday out at Taconic Hills School. Farming Our Future is an outgrowth of several community members really wanting to explore the opportunities to support our farms, to share with the community the role that they can play in helping our farms, understanding where their food comes from, understanding the value and the community character and role that agriculture plays in not only Columbia County, but the Northeast region.
One of the reasons why I started off with that culture song, Where Do You Get Your Bread From, Mr. Sluggard, is because having been born in the South, But most of our population really doesn't understand that the family farmer is the person that supplies what they eat.
Absolutely. Knowing where your food comes from, knowing who grows your food, how your food is grown, who bakes it, as in the bread, so important to us. 3 times a day, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, we rely on farmers,
right?
Some of us more than that, too. But I also like to point out to people that often the clothes on our back, too, cotton, wool,
absolutely
fiber,
right.
Biodiesel. I mean, so many products in our everyday life are coming from someone who grows it for us, and we need to rely on them. And I think if your audience can check out farmingourfuture.org, which is the website, they can really get a great snapshot of what we're going to be presenting on Saturday. We're lucky enough to be bringing in a nationally known, very well-respected individual that's helping family farms scale up and enter our local food systems and our regional food systems with their products, helps them to diversify their market opportunities. His name is Jim Salama of FamilyFarm.org, and he's going to join a great cast of panelists and moderators and presentations that are going to happen on Saturday out at Taconic Hills.
And the trend now is the small family farm with folks learning the techniques of good farming and farming, 3 to 10 acres on their own?
Well, we're so blessed in the Northeast is that the vast majority of our farms are family-owned, family-run farms. Here in New York and the Northeast, even a large farm for our area is still a small to medium farm nationally. We're talking about some of our larger dairy farms and some of our larger fruit farms. But we do see a growing opportunity in the smaller scale farms, 3, 5, 10, 20 acre. Over the last ag census, we actually saw an increase in the individual number of farms and a slight decrease in the average size of farms.
Oh, okay.
And what that allows us to do is really have some great opportunities in the Northeast, our farmers markets, our community-supported agriculture subscriptions, our restaurants that we can go to that the chefs are buying directly from these farms and noting them on the menus. But what we also need to recognize is that even a large farm in our region, whether it's 300 acres or 200 acres, 180 acres, is still a family-owned farm and actually is often providing services for those smaller 3 and 5 acre farms. Often the smaller farms don't have some of the equipment necessary to do some tasks.
Right.
And I was talking to a large dairy farmer in our county here in Columbia County who actually works with over 10 smaller farms in their immediate neighborhood to help them out with hauling things, doing tasks such as plowing and tilling. And it's a great community to be a part of no matter what size you are.
I live out in Chatham Center, and we're surrounded by farms. And that is all, that's what you see, the equipment going back and forth from one farm to another. What kind of topics will we be covering over this day? Because it looks like a long day. It starts at 8 from 8 to 4:30, workshops and exhibitions. So give us an idea of what the flavor will be.
Absolutely. Well, thanks to our sponsors, our platinum sponsors, Ginsburg's Foods here, a local company that's been around for over 100 years, and Valley Energy. We're able to bring in, as a keynote speaker, Jim Salama, who I had mentioned earlier, really to drive home the message of how we can get our local farms' food on our plates and help the farmers enter into market opportunities and scale up and plan for that. But some of the other panels and subjects that we're going to be talking about is How Food Moves, which is a panel really trying to say, it's grown in a field, but how does it get to our plate? And we have different players in that. We have a distributor. We have a chef. We have a researcher that just recently finished a significant study on food hubs, which is a growing trend in our nation, on how do we get small and medium-sized farms food into a nationally centralized food network. One of the other panels we have is how we help our communities create friendly municipalities for farming. Ankrum has passed farm plans. Chatham has passed farm plans. So there's going to be some discussion there. Also with the American Farmland Trust participating, a nationally recognized group that's been working on this for years. We have Farm Credit East leading a panel saying, how do we fund these opportunities? How do we get farmers the necessary capital and businesses the necessary capital to expand and offer these things? So it's a great diversity of food and agriculture and market opportunities, really kind of looking at this holistic idea of it's more than just the growers, it's also the eaters and all the links in the chain between the two.
All right. And by the way, if you just joined us, you're listening to the WGXC Morning Show. And we are discussing the upcoming Farming Our Future, which is going to be taking place on Saturday, the 23rd of February, out in Taconic Hills. And we have as our guest, Mr. Todd Erling, who is the executive director of the Hudson Valley Agribusiness Development Corporation. And I guess is your organization the primary organization that's putting this together?
We actually are hosts, co-hosted, and some of the players in our community that are helping with hosting are Columbia Land Conservancy, Cornell Cooperative Extension. I mentioned Farm Credit East earlier leading a panel, but also Hawthorne Valley. The school, the farm, the whole community out there. And then we have some individual efforts. Karen DePiri, who is a local resident who has volunteered her time to help co-chair this, and even Taconic Hill School District being a partner to host this as well. So it's really a great cross-section of what we have. And then a few other groups that I'd just like to mention, the Berkshire Taconic Foundation, the Columbia Paper, Farm On Foundation, Hudson Solar, and the Hudson Mohawk RC&D. So, I mean, I think if people visit farmingourfuture.org, they can register right online. They can also check out some of those sponsors and hosts links, because it really represents, you know, the fact that we have a deep cross-section supporting agriculture. And I think we are blessed at having the farmers, and our farmers are blessed at having some community stakeholders really taking interest in this.
And it's a really detailed website, because once you go into it and let's say you get to a particular workshop and a panel session, you can actually click on that panel session and find out what's going on. So it actually drills you down to tell you what's going on in the different workshops and panel sessions. So it really is a neat workshop. It is Farming Our Future, all together, one word, .org. What are your hopes will come out of all of this?
Well, the immediate hopes are some, you know, great attendance. Last year we had over 200 people from a tri-state region. We saw representation from not only New York and New York City, but also Massachusetts, Connecticut, and quite frankly, as far away as Pennsylvania and New Jersey. And that really represents the market opportunities our farmers play in. I think we want to really get out there to the fact that we sit in the middle of about 65 million mouths here in the Hudson Valley. Oh, here comes our buddy the train.
You know what we're going to do? I knew that it was going to happen, so I had something ready. This is WGXC 90.7 FM. We'll be right back.
Hello, Blasi, wine and gum.
Oh, a car.
With the mumu, yeah, and the mumu, yeah. Naimu, naimu, yongi ndawi mumu. Babu McDonald, wine and blast. Ia, ia, oh. Babu McDonald, wine and blast. Ia, ia, oh. Kulelo, Blasi, wine and boost. Ia, ia,
coach.
With the meme, yeah, and the meme, yeah. Naime, naime, yogi tawi meme. Babu McDonald, wine plus. Ia, ia, oh. Babu McDonald, wine plus. Ia, ia, oh. Kulelo plazi, wine kuku. Ia,
it's a chicken.
Ia, oh. With a pak pak there, and a pak pak there. Nai pak, nai pak, yogi tawi pak pak. Babu McDonald, wine plus. Ia, ia, oh. Babu McDonald, wine plus. Ia, ia, oh. Kulelo plazi, wine ngulub. Ia, ia, oh. With a kuk kuk, yeah, and a kuk kuk, yeah. Yeah, kuk, yeah, kuk, yeah, kuk, yeah, kuk, yeah. Babu McDonald, wine plus. Ia, ia, oh. Babu McDonald, wine plus. Ia, ia, oh. Kulelo plazi, wine zincha. Ia, ia, oh. With a woof woof there and a woof woof there. Nai woof, nai woof, yogi dawi woof woof. Babu McDonald, wine plus. Ia, ia, oh. Babu McDonald, wine plus. Ia, ia, oh. Kulelo plazi, wine hap.
Oh,
ia, ia,
oh.
With a papa here and a papa here.
That's Lady Black Mambaza in the Zulu version of Old MacDonald. Yeah, I had it queued up because I just knew whenever I have a good interview, that train is going to come through. It never fails. I was asking you while we were being entertained by Lady Black Mambaza and the railroad company, what the individual companies do, organizations do, such as your organization. What does Hudson Valley Agribusiness Development do?
Sure, we can briefly hit that and then also highlight some of our other collaborators in hosting this. Hudson Valley Agribusiness is a regional non-for-profit that focuses on agriculture as economic development and with economic development tools, techniques, and traditional assistance programs. So we actually serve from the New York City border on up through Washington County here in the Hudson Valley, and as far west as Sullivan County into the southern Catskills and lower Hudson drainage. And we actually focus on the farms, the farm-dependent and farm-related businesses, similar to way other non-for-profit economic development groups focus on solar, chip fab, warehousing, manufacturing, distribution. And so we're blessed in that having community collaborators like our economic development corporations and our IDAs. We also host the Hudson Valley Bounty Program, which is the education and networking program that matches up chefs and farmers throughout the region.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so we currently, just to kind of toot our horn, have 358 restaurants and 280 individual farms as part of that network across a multi-county region.
That's very exciting. When Karen is in town, he comes in, does a little farm report on Wednesday mornings. Hasn't been here for a while. And one of the things that we always kick around is the idea of keeping the food local. That mm-hmm. the schools, there's so many large organizations that can buy their food
absolutely
locally here.
Yeah, so that's a great segue into also saying that not only do we need the support from the market, but we also need the support for the farmers to know what to grow, how to grow it, how to solve problems. And Cornell Cooperative Extension really steps up to play that role, helping on the production side of things, bringing the expertise of one of the best universities in the world that has focused on agriculture for years, obviously the mothership in Ithaca, Cornell University. Columbia Land Conservancy, a very valuable partner as well. If you're not protecting the soil, there's not much to grow in. Mm-hmm. And so the Land Conservancy has been a longtime supporter, along with some of our regional groups like Scenic Hudson and the Open Space Institute, to help our farmers preserve the land and put easements on development, meaning that the the land will remain forever as an opportunity to grow on and have those verses being developed.
You'll get an amen from me on that.
Amen. Right.
Let's keep it exactly. Well, I guess it can't stay exactly the way it is, but I do like the fact that Columbia and Greene County are farm.
Very ag-related, so, right, and ag-dependent, absolutely. And then just some of our other hosts, the Farm Credit East, which is really our premier credit union for our growers. They provide tax planning, payroll services, as well as very traditional financing, and even some non-traditional business assistance and planning opportunities for agriculture in the Northeast. And then lastly, Hawthorne Valley. Hawthorne Valley is just a mainstay in our community and in our region, is actually known even internationally now for being a community that supports good food, good education, and embracing the environment and the ecology that farming and humans interact with. So,
and they give workshops that even I can understand. I have gone.
they're amazing. You know, they break things down for my young daughter, yes, and also some continuing education for my father-in-law. So they run the gamut.
I go to the my wife goes to the adult classes. I go to the children's class. and I see you have programs for children also.
Yeah, thanks for pointing that out. I mean, we really want to reinforce that we understand that, you know, kids are our opportunity. And there's actually some children's programs the day of. If we could get you to register through the website at farmingourfuture.org, no charge. The Farm On Foundation, one of our sponsors, is providing the underwriting for that. And it's a great opportunity. The child care is actually going to be focused around food and agriculture as well. So there's some programming happening there.
That's terrific. Yes, I see. We have so we have advanced registration is required. We need you to register by Thursday at 5 p.m.
You got it. For the for the children, we do embrace walk-ins for conference attendees. But, you know, it always helps us who are trying to plan for the good food that's going to be happening. And that's actually one of the things I was going to share. The Taconic Hills Food Service is taking an extra step to try and get some of our local farms food as part of the lunch. Hawthorne Valley is providing a significant amount of food for the breakfast. We had some of our local cheesemakers donate some cheese for an afternoon cheese event, including one of our largest cheese producers, McAdam, in the region, where a lot of our local farms milk goes to. So it's going to be a great opportunity. Twin Maple Creamery in Ghent is actually donating some cheese as well. So you can kind of see cheese that you can get on your supermarket shelves made with Northeast farmers' milk, as well as cheese that you can get in a specialty shop made with that same milk and a different take on it.
Yeah, well, we have a lot of dairy farms and a lot of sheep and llama all over in my area.
Yeah, great fiber opportunity, absolutely.
So everything from food to clothes.
All the essentials, right?
All the essentials. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Well, I just want to say we really appreciate WGXC supporting us and giving us the opportunity to get the word out. You know, there's several programs that I get to interact with here in the station. And Phil, you're here every week making sure that people understand the role that our farmers play in the community. And we want to thank you.
It's such an important link, and it's so surprising how well there's a lot of work now being done in the inner cities to show children, you know, where that tomato came from.
Absolutely,
you know?
Absolutely. So we really appreciate it, and we look forward to more work and more support with WGXC. Thank you so much.
Oh well, I appreciate you coming by. The program is called Farming Our Future: Growing Food, Farms, and Community, and it will be taking place on Saturday, February the 23rd. You can register by going to their website, which is farmingourfuture.org. You can register online, and they do have walk-ins, but if you're going to bring children between 5 and 13, they're requiring advanced registration, and it looks like it's going to be fantastic. And what is the, you know what? I'm looking at it and not seeing the location. I know it's in Taconic Hills.
Sure. It's at the Taconic Hills Central School.
That's
correct. So the K-12 school, which is right out on County Route 11 in Craryville.
73 County Route 11.
You got it. So between Claverick and Hillsdale.
All right. Farming Our Future this coming Saturday. And thank you very much, Todd, for stopping by. 3.7 FM streaming live on WGXC.org.